How do you get ready for a podcast that is the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day? I could tell you how by listening to De La Soul Radio on Pandora. I wish I could play it here on the podcast, but I can't because of rights, things like that. But there will be the day when I have De La Soul on, and then we'll be able to maybe play a little bit of their music in the background, and they'll give us the rights, and that will be the ultimate. Hopefully for my 50th birthday, they'll actually come and perform, which I think would be amazing. So we got the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, and I want to tell you guys this is what I want to challenge you is not only for you to read it, but somebody in your life, somebody out there, one of your friends needs this, and I want you to share it with them. I had a guy reach out to me today, and he said, you know, I've been struggling. Me and my wife been having challenges, all this stuff, and we committed to reading a proverb a day, the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, and he said, it's amazing what is happening. We're spending time together. We're lifting each other up. We're looking into the Word. We're reading the Word, and then the Word is reading us. And so the whole thing today was you got to give it up. Like, gotta give it up. That's what the title is. And this is what God was asking me today or talking to me about today was you gotta give it up. What is it that you need to give to me? We had our men's group this morning. It was on fire on Carlsbad, 7:30 to 8:30 on Tuesday morning, every Tuesday here in Carlsbad. You're all invited. Greatest men's group. It's unbelievable the way that God is moving. And I had a podcast today with a guy named Taylor Clark. He's a comedian. Lit my heart on fire today. He made me laugh so much and made me realize that you don't have to be that serious about the things in your life. And I think that there's times where I get so serious about, whether it be about the Word, like it doesn't have to be that serious. God wants us to have a good time. He wants us to enjoy. He wants us to laugh. And he says that he's in the midst of the praise of his people to praise him in all things, and that praise unlocks blessing. And I could tell you this, there's no greater praise than when joy is in your heart, falling in love with that with the current circumstance, allowing magic to happen and putting a smile on your face and that laughter. Taylor Clark was unbelievable with it. He's a comedian, one of the top comedians out there, sponsored by Opus Footwear. And thank you to Mirko Mangum and Opus Shoes for helping me to be able to have Taylor on the show. Guy is doing incredible, incredible things. And he helped me just to realize that things weren't that serious. You've got to understand your craft. You got to know your craft, but also you can laugh while it's happening. And so with that question that God asked me today, what do you got to give up? You got to give it up. What do you got to give up? And what I had to give up was the seriousness to think that I need to be tight and prove that I'm serious about what it is that I'm doing, when all I had to do was release it, let it go, and have a good time during the time. And I tell you, if you didn't listen to the podcast earlier, it was unbelievable. The interview with Taylor, you will laugh. Your stomach will hurt when you're done. And it's been my honor and my pleasure this whole entire time doing the podcast, because now we have interviews of some of the most iconic people in the world. We also have commentary, the corresponding proverb for corresponding day, and I'll make sure that I'll make it hype for you guys. So we add value that way. And then we've also got a show that I call You Have to Meet My Friends. And in You Have to Meet My Friends, I call my friends randomly. We go live. I call them. I don't tell them that I'm going to call them. And then I tell them that they're on the podcast live, and I ask them, you know, would you be okay with doing that? So this is incredible. Ooh, that's live because that's a sneeze, and I apologize, but it's been a really, really cool ride, and I want to thank every single one of you guys that's been rocking with us. So why don't you say we jump into the corresponding proverb, corresponding day. It's April 30th. It is Proverbs 30, you got to give it up. Number one in this is he's in control and know his name. In verse 1 through 6 in Proverbs 30, this one is a great one because I believe that the way the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, it's amazing because there is 31 proverbs in a month, or 31 proverbs in the book, and 31 days in the month. Generally, there's 30 this month. But by the time that we get to the end of the month, watch this, the first one, this man's utterance to Ithiel, I am weary, God, but I can prevail. How many of us get weary towards the end of the month? I could raise my hand. Surely I'm a brute, not a man. I do not have human understanding. I have not learned wisdom, nor have I attained the knowledge of the Holy One who has gone up from heaven and come down, whose hands have gathered up the wind, who has wrapped the waters in his cloak, who has established all the ends of the earth. What is his name and what is the name of his son? Surely you know. Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, or he will rebuke you and prove you a liar. So watch this. What do you got to give up? You got to give up control because God's in control. And then we got to look at it and say, like, we know his name. If you know his name, I said it in our men's group today. If you know the name specifically of the person, let's call it Jordan. Michael Jordan in his prime is on your team and you're playing basketball. If you know his name, you know his legacy, you know his history. You sit back, relax, and know that he's in control. And imagine the guy who built Michael Jordan, who built every single person. If we allow him to be in control, guess what happens? It's God's strength and not our strength. In verse 1 through 6, it goes through that. I just read that. Number 2 is keep it simple. Keep it as simple as possible. And I learned that from Taylor Clark today. That guy is incredible. You guys got to check him out. Check him out on his Instagram. Check him out on YouTube. Check him out everywhere and see him live do stand-up comedy. The guy is unbelievable, but he keeps it simple. He keeps it simple and he stays as real as possible. In verse 7 through 9 of Proverbs 30, it says, two things I ask of you, Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I will have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God. Watch this. Keep it simple. He just asked in Proverbs 30, 7 through 9. He just asked, keep me away from lies and don't allow me to have too much. Imagine that. When I have too much, I know that when I go through this, I have too much. A lot of times I'm like, oh, cool. I don't need you, God, in this. And if you're out there and you get to that point, I want to let you know that you're a human being. You're not alone. But we get to the point where we have enough. Or we have excess, and then we start to say, you know what? God, I don't need you for right now. But imagine when we just stayed focused on him the whole entire time, and that is our daily bread. Number 3 is just stay humble. In verse 10 through 14, it says, do not slander a servant to his master, or they will curse you, and you will pay for it. There are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers, those who are pure in their own eyes and yet are not cleansed of their filth. Stay humble. If we look at this, what do you got to give up? Number 1, you got to give up control. Number 2, you got to give up the complication. Number 3 is you got to give up the ego and the pride. Right? And number 4 would be, you got to give it up, meaning that you give up respect. Give up respect. Right here in verse 15 through 28, God talks about 3 things that are never satisfied, 4 that are never enough, 3 things that are too amazing, 4 that you won't understand, 3 things the earth trembles at, 4 that it cannot bear up, 4 small and extremely wise things. And it takes and walks you through the connection point to animals. It talks about ants. It talks about eagles. It talks about lions. It talks about all these different things. And it's amazing because God built them all. And through our observation of nature and connection point and all those things, it's not just about reading the word. It's about experiencing God's presence. And imagine you can experience it no matter where. One of the guys in our men's group talked about it today. He's a 23-year-old kid. His name is Cole. And Cole said that he didn't know that there was even a Bible until 4 years ago. But growing up, he would observe the ants. He would observe the animals. He would observe nature. And then when he started to read the word, he started to say, oh my gosh, God was speaking to me through nature. So sometimes we don't have to read the word every single day. We can experience him. Watch this. When we experience something, it creates a story. that story turns into a lesson. But you can't have the lesson unless you have the experience. And the only way to experience things is to stay present right where he's at. Number five in this is beware of ego. He says in right here in verse 30 or 29 through 31. 29 through 31, there are three things that are stately in stride, four that move with stately bearing, a lion mighty among the beasts who retreats before nothing, a strutting rooster, a he-goat, and a king secure against revolt. Beware of your ego, because when we get to a point where we think that, hey, I got this, and God, you could take a back seat, is right when we're susceptible. So make sure that we're leaning into God every single time. I tell you, his best is way better than ours. What do you got to give up? I got to give it up. I got to give it up, right? And so when we think about what we got to give up, think about it right off the bat. We got to give up our control. We got to give up the fact that it's not about our name, it's about his name. And imagine every single time that you accomplish something. Imagine if we just prayed before, then God delivered it. Then when somebody asked us, how'd you do that? Then you directed your eyes, their eyes towards him as opposed to yours. Now the pressure's off you. Keep it simple. Ask for the daily bread. Stay humble. Give up respect. And beware of ego as it rolls down. The last one in this is just in verse 32 through 33. I'll read this for you. If you play a fool and exalt yourself, or if you plan evil, clap your hand over your mouth, for as churning cream produces butter and twisting of the nose produces blood, so stirring up anger produces strife. It's God's lead. Allow God to lead you. Allow him to lead you. And watch this. What do you got to give up? For me, it's giving up control. I'm a systems guy. I like to break things down into a system. And when I break it down into a system, guess what happens? I start to rely on the system. The system then becomes my ritual. And that ritual, I start to worship it and it becomes my religion. And this is where I fail a ton. And I want you to understand that you're not alone if you go through this also. You are not alone. But every single time, it's not to say that a plan is not great, but we don't worship the plan. We plan. Like my wife says, you stick to the plan, but go with the flow. And that flow is God's will. And some people are like, oh, you know, should I just go with the flow? Depends on what river you're in. And I like to put myself in the river of wisdom. And how do we get wisdom, which is the right use of knowledge, is through the fear of God. The fear of God, we just spend time with him, right? And so we end with, what do you got to give up? We got to give up that we're not the leader. God is the leader. We're just simply following him. And then what'll happen is we'll work by his example and we will constantly be pouring into others using his example. And the last part of this is it said, right? This is what God said to me today was, you could do it on your own, which will be futile, or you could give it up and allow him to work, which is exponential. I ask you right now, what in your life do you got to give up? What are you struggling with right now? What are you holding on to so tight that you will not let it go? Write it down, date it, and start to release it. Start to ask God. He's big enough, right? He built you perfect for this perfect time, and he could take you out of the situation. He could take you into another situation. As long as you give it up to him, he can work with those things that we freely give him. I want to encourage everybody, every one of you that are listening. And the young lady that reached out to me, I want to check and see. I've got to check your name on my Instagram because you reached out earlier and you said to me that it's Carrie Hill. I want to tell you, Carrie Hill, you talked about a single mom and going through highs, lows, things like that. And you have a story of giving it up. Like, you got to give things up and let God work with it. And I asked Carrie, how can I contribute to you on the podcast? What can I do for you? And she told me about her background. And she said, I'd love to be a guest on the podcast. Well, guess what, Carrie? We're going to have you as a guest on the podcast. I'm going to reach out to you and make sure that we get you on and we get to tell your story. But what I want to challenge every single one of you out there is just this, the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day. Not only can it change your business if you want to do that, your relationships, your marriage, your friendships, all those things, but start to get in the word. Like, just get in the word. It's 3,000-year-old wisdom. And don't get in it from a ritual standpoint. Don't get in it from a religion standpoint. Get into it from a relationship standpoint and just a wisdom standpoint and test it. And then start commenting and telling me all of the incredible things that are starting to happen. The corresponding proverb, corresponding day. It's Proverbs 30. Got to give it up. What do you need to give up right now to God to allow him to work? What are you holding on to so tight that your hands don't have any room for the blessing that is coming to you? I want to thank every single one of you for listening, for rocking with the podcast, for hanging with us. We're going to continue to do this thing. And I tell you, we got great interviews. We got commentary. We got comedy. We got the, you have to meet my friends, which is an episode that I do. And I call my friends randomly. So you might be getting a call. It is my honor, my pleasure to be here with you. I thank you so much. What do you got to give up right now? My name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Peace, love, self.